Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome filmmaker Brandon Dermer. He is with us because he has directed a brand new movie coming out Friday called I'm Totally Fine. And it features Jillian Bell and Natalie Morales. It'll be in theaters on demand and on digital. Brandon, welcome to the show. First of all, I had Jillian Bell in studio with me a few years ago, and hilariously talented actress, isn't she?
She's incredible. It was a total gift to be able to work with her.
And when you think about casting, I mean, they always say casting is like 90% of it sometimes, isn't it?
It truly is. And on a project like this, filming in the pandemic in 10 days in crazy circumstances, you know, I needed someone who was going to be with me on and off screen. And she was an executive producer on the project and really just fully engulfed herself, along with Natalie Morales and the rest of the cast. Kyle Newacek, who was also a producer of the film, in the film. Everyone was just all hands on deck.
So you did this in the pandemic. So was this a lot of like masking, or did you do it in the woods away from everyone?
This was December 2020, pre-vaccine. So we shot the whole thing in a rental home, a giant rental home out in Temecula, and we were all masked and getting tested constantly.
Wow.
The behind the scenes photos look like something out of E.T.
Well, yeah, and I think people, Natalie Morales is one of those actresses, is you hear the name and you're like, and then you see her face and you're like, oh yeah, I know her.
Yeah, she's been around. She's a true Renaissance woman. She's a writer, director herself. She's made two great films, one called Plan B on Hulu, which she directed. Actually, she wrapped 5 days before driving up to Temecula to shoot our movie. And then she wrote, starred, and directed a film called Language Lessons with her and Mark Duplass. So again, I was, like you said, it's 90% casting. I went really above and beyond with that casting.
So, and then of course I got to mention Blake Anderson, because that's another guy you instantly recognize him from his TV show too.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I met him back in 2013 when I cast him in a Major Lazer music video, and we became friends ever since. We actually shot his portion of the film in my apartment in Los Angeles.
So sci-fi comedy, it's an interesting genre, because do you want to go 50-50 on it, or how much of it is, do you weigh it one way or the other?
Yeah, it was a total balancing act. We wanted to make sure that we were servicing the sci-fi and the comedy and just the true, you know, ethos of the story throughout the entire thing. So it was a real balancing act. And that is a credit to the writer, Alicia Kitri. She really helped weave and make sure that we were always on track with the story and the tone.
And there's also some interesting things too about tell us about the technology that Natalie's holding in her hand, the little, it looks like almost like a cell phone, but it does different things, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's like an all-encompassing device. It sort of does everything. We're probably a few years away from that, right? You know, we're just about there. So alien technology isn't too far off. But yeah, it's her device. It's her. It's the way she communicates with her home planet. It's the way she does her research. It's the way that she tracks the planet. It's her everything. Again, like, you know, probably iPhone 15 will be there.
I just wonder how many like tech nerds are like, tell us the technology. Let me know the formula.
The person who made it, Justin McClain, he's an incredible production designer. He did some work on Star Trek as well. And we did a bunch of different versions of the device. It's funny. We ended up going with the most simplistic one. We had some really intricate, crazy, wild designs, but we wanted to be really stripped down to sort of make it this thing that does look very attainable. Like you said, almost like a phone.
And then the title, I'm Totally Fine. What did you almost call it?
I don't even know what we almost called it. Alicia Kitri is the queen of titles. All of her projects have great titles, and she came to us with that title. And we were like, yep, that's it. It's perfect.
And then just looking at the poster, it's got the two protagonists. They're both in a tub, look like they're being beamed into a saucer.
Mm-hmm.
And is that like a, giving away any of the secrets there?
There's a little bit, you know, it's tapping into the alien lure of beam me up. You know, they're trying to stay on Earth for as long as they can before, Natalie's character, this alien who's taken the form of Jillian's deceased best friend here to study the humans for a couple of hours. You know, she's trying to stay here as long as she can and before she has to get beamed back up to space.
Now, I know you've directed, we're speaking with Brandon Dermer, by the way, the movie I'm Totally Fine coming out Friday. You've directed a lot of music videos. So are these two separate genres, or do you take what you've learned in those and vice versa, put them into a feature film?
Yeah, this is my first feature film. And, of you know, after a decade of making music videos, I've taken all those tricks and things I've learned along the way and really infused it into this film. I treated all my music videos, and I still do, as sort of short film dressed as music videos. And often with those, I'm tasked in telling a story in 3 to 4 minutes and capturing it in a day or two. So really taking all those experiences and applying it to this feature is what I think got it done in 10 days.
Wow. That's really amazing. Did you have like a budget, like at 10 days, we're done, we have to get this done, hurry up, or it just so happened you got it done in 10 days?
There was so many factors, you know, the pandemic. Kyle had to go off and direct What We Do in the Shadows. Natalie had other projects. Jillian had other projects. This whole thing came up in July of 2020 when I first had the idea and then approached Alicia Kitri to write it. And then I happened to get on a call with Kyle Newichek and catch up in the pandemic, as everyone was. And I pitched him this idea and he said he wanted to make it. So it was very fast track, but there were a lot of stipulations. You got to film it in 10 days in December.
That's pretty amazing. That's almost like, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber or Elton John. I got an idea, you write it. That's a pretty cool collaboration.
Yeah, this film was a true collaboration in every sense of the word. Everyone was really involved, you know, and that was sort of the weird, ironic beauty of the pandemic is every single day, the five of us would be on Zoom, myself, Kyle, Alicia, Natalie, and Jillian, and we'd be working on the script and the characters and crafting.
Flatbush Misdemeanors on Showtime. I know you directed the first three episodes, just came out this summer. What was that like for you?
That was an awesome experience. I got to go out to New York and work with a totally new crew that I've never worked with before. I credit this movie for booking that gig. I shared with the two creators, Dan Perlman and Kevin Esso, and the showrunner, Keith Heisler, the film, and then a couple of music videos, and it got me out there. And yeah, those guys are absolutely hysterical. And, you know, it was easy for me. I told them I wasn't looking to shape their writing or storytelling. I was just sort of looking to elevate the visuals and complement their writing with the visuals.
My last question, you mentioned Alicia Kitri does the script. So if you're filming and maybe one of your actors says, I don't think my character would say that, or wouldn't it be better if this happened? How loose are you with that? Or how much do you have to kind of stay on the rails there?
You know, I take from Adam McKay. He always says that the script's the contract. You get the contract, then you make amendments. I'm a big proponent of that. So Alicia was there on every day with me on set. And so was Kyle, obviously. So we would get what was on the page, and then we would play, and then we would alter, and we would improv.
All right. Well, the movie is coming out this Friday. As I mentioned, it's called I'm Totally Fine, with Jillian Bell, Natalie Morales, and more. We've been speaking to the director, Brandon Dermer. Brandon, congratulations on the film.
Thank you so much. I appreciate chatting with you.